Hello, beautiful people. We're coming to you from California, and it's time to smile with celebrity talk show host Tressa Smiley. Tressa has been featured on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, YouTuber, executive producer, and motivational speaker across the U.S. And now she presents VIP Life Talk Show with Tressa Smiley, a positive platform where everyone is treated like a VIP, very important person. With our current climate, it's important to pull out all the positives. Expect to be motivated, encouraged, appreciated, supported, and share plenty of smiles to keep your happy circuits open with lighthearted, upbeat, quick bites conversation. So, if you have an interest in living a happy life and ready to fall in love with your world and your smile, this is exactly where you need to be. I present your happy host, Tressa Smiley.
Well, hello, hello, hello there, my beautiful people. I am your happy host, Tressa Smiley, and welcome to VIP Live Talk Show, the place where everyone is treated like a VIP. Now, I'm super excited you chose to spend your valuable time with me today, and I promise you, as always, it is going to be time well spent. Why? Because only on this platform, we expect good things to happen. That's the only thing we are inviting into this space. Good things. There's so many things that are going on in the world, but right now in this space, we're going to find your good. Why? Because that's what I'm called to do. Why? That's my claim to fame. That's what I'm giving and receiving. Plus, that is my last name. I am the one and only Tressa Smiley from Team Smiley, and I want you to stop right now. Give yourself a big hug. Smile as hard as you can, because this smile is literally for you. Now, you know, we got plenty of smile ambassadors out there, and I'm here to find them and make them official. That is what I do. That's my claim to fame, guys. So where are my smiley people at? Now, we have extended our reach. Ever since we went live, we got approved with iHeartRadio. We're officially global. And I got a shout out from Germany and Central Europe, and he is smiling. His name is Ludwig, and I want to make sure that I'm saying that perfectly. So shout out to Germany. We have a shout out to Andrea. She is smiling from head to toe. She found something to smile about today. She says she loves looking forward to this show because it gives her a reason to smile. And Andrea's in South Carolina, so shout out to South Carolina. And then we have Tammy. Tammy's in my hometown, which is Miami Beach, Florida. We want to send some love out there to the South Floridians. So thank you, everyone. Thank you to my viewers. And again, we got approved by iHeartRadio. We are officially global. So call in, send us your comment today. Tell us, you know, what you're smiling about. You can become a smile ambassador today. Send us your name, your city, your state, what country you're calling from. I encourage you to share your comments on our social media page. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Visit my website at TressaSmiley.com for details on how you can enter to win a $50 gift card and purchase. You got to do this. Purchase your Team Smiley gear. Tag us so we can actually promote you on our website and on our social media. We also have masks to keep us all safe because we're in the quarantine, because this smile is saving lives. Remember, donate, also become a smile patron and save a life. We are coming to your city, your state, your country, your school, your job, your church. Spread the word and join the smile movement. Remember, this smile saves lives. Hashtag, you are a very important person. You are a VIP. And that's what I'm here to do, just to remind you of that. Okay. Up next, now you know there's a lot going on in the world right now. Plenty of people, they still feeling hopeless and sad and just feeling lost. Remember, I get it. But for the next 10, 15, and in some cases, we've extended it to 17 minutes, we want you to find your way back to your smile, find your way back to joy, find your way back to happiness, find your way back to love. Remember, love is available to each and every one of us, including this moment. You just got to know where to look. Remember, it starts from within. And then you work your way out. The goal, the prize is inside. Once you get that inside right, everything just unfolds and falls into place. So stop looking for love in all the wrong places, okay? Now, there's a reason, remember, you found this show and I found you, and I'm so happy that we found each other. I am sending you love, hugs, positive energy, peaceful prayers, millions and millions and millions and millions of good vibes. Not just from me, but from everyone across the local and global platform. Today, we are saving lives one smile at a time, and we are sending you a smile right now. So let us love on you, because remember, real love, it builds you up and it never tears you down. And right now, we all need a little morbid love, okay? So relax, get comfy, okay? Breathe. We want to make time to celebrate you today. Right now, it's all about you. By lifting your spirits with lighthearted, quick conversations, hashtag URVIP with Team Smiley. Now, today's topic, remember, we're going to get clear with our affirmations. We're going to set the tone and declare and speak blessings over myself and over you, everybody that's listening across this platform. We want to declare and let our words give us life. So what you say to yourself, we got some good ones. I had really good, interesting callers. They called in and they sent in as far as what their affirmation was, and we're going to share them in a little bit. We also have, for my football fans, a little bit of football bites. Now, you know, I'm learning about this football stuff, but I love the competitiveness, okay? Last night, Kansas City Chiefs, they went against the Baltimore Ravens. Patrick Malone did his thing. He was on fire. Now, I can't forget about my Ravens, because I love me some Lamar Jackson, but we got to congratulate the Chiefs, because they showed up and showed out last night. I don't have access to Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson yet, but I do have access to Spencer Ware, the former running back from Kansas City Chiefs. He was injured. And I got some motivational quick bites from him, and we're going to send him some blessings and some prayers and have a quick bite with him. Then also we have a few quarantine survival tips. When everything seems to be going wrong, we got to maintain that positive mindset that is critical to our survival. How to make yourself emotionally strong. We got three tips to find ways to become emotionally strong so you can become a positive influence in your own life. Remember, this show is nothing too heavy, too hard on the soul. Nothing heavy on the heart. There are plenty of other platforms for that, not this one, okay? Remember, it's about feeling good from the inside out. It really is an inside job. We are spreading smiles across the world to keep your happy circuits open. So spread the word and join the smile movement. Next up, affirmations. What am I saying to myself? You got to take inventory. Here we go. Now, these are mine, but I want you to write in and feel free to share yours as well. I did get a few affirmations. One came in from Victor. He is from Portland, Oregon, and he says that he knows that God is still in control. And he says that on a daily basis. That is and has become his silent mantra. And he says it about 300 times a day. So go, champion. That's what I'm talking about. Keep your happy circuits open and keep them full. And then we also have Tony. Now, I'm not totally sure if Tony is a male or female, but they're from Ohio. And they said that I will continue where I left off yesterday. I will not allow myself to overthink or overanalyze anything, any place or anyone. That's a good one, too. Whoever you are, Tony in Ohio, you go do it. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Keeping your happy circuits open. Now, mine are, as you know, I just love sharing mine because they help keep me strong and keep me happy. I am guided throughout this day in making the right choices. I'm always in the right place at the right time. Today is definitely my day and going to be a good day. I know that there is a reason. There's a real reason why I'm here. There are heroes in the world, so I do not have to settle for the fake ones. Now, I hope you got that. There are some real heroes in the world. I will never base my identity on things, people, because I was born a whole person. Therefore, I am whole, with or without those things in my space. I am whole. So I love that one. And then I will use my powerful mind to create solutions in my life, never problems. Remember, you are creating your life with your thoughts and your feelings. So keep them clear. There is a higher plan that's unfolding. There is nothing worth destroying my peace. Again, there is nothing worth destroying my peace. I said that last week, but I'm going to say it again because it's so important. There's nothing that is worth destroying my peace. My mind is a powerful tool when properly utilized. I am at peace. God knows my name. He keeps me safe in his will and his grace. I know that all things are possible. Now, I'm thankful for my beautiful life. All is well. You have to be who you believe, because remember, in the end, when you are around good people, expect good things to happen.
Today's Quick Bite is with Spencer Ware, the former running back from Kansas City Chiefs. Now, unfortunately, Ware was injured, which forced him to be on the injured reserve list. But he is a man of God and a man of great faith. Now, he's a family man, and he believes in giving back through charity. Truly, he is an unstoppable, purpose-driven force, which keeps him motivated and keeps him moving forward. Currently, he has a clothing line, which he's here to discuss his Yes, Lord movement. Today, I present to you Quick Bites with Spencer Ware.
So talk to me and tell me about what you got going on.
Yes, Lord moments.
Yes, Lord. So what's Lord going to do for you today?
Man, the Lord, he does a lot of great things for us. Amen. You know, I have a clothing brand. You know, it's very faith-based or whatnot, and that's what it's called, Yes, Lord. Socially binding, very we influence people to just keep moving forward. You got something
yes,
to believe
Lord.
In, figure out your reason why, and
yes,
just stay on track. Time I score, anytime I get in those Yes, Lord moments, I throw up the four. Simplify, you got four phases of life: birth, adolescent, adulthood, elderly. If you see my brand, the four is actually the why and the yes. So that's where I get you. Find your reason why. Simplify it. It don't matter what phase you in. Like I said, birth, adolescent, adulthood, or elderly. Find your reason why. Believe in something. Keep fighting forward, and you would achieve whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. So, like I say, believe in the faith, number one. Believe in the fight. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a fight. And then also trust the process, and then you'll get your Yes, Lord moment.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now, because I have a motivational platform, it's all about inspiration, motivation, and empowerment. Yes. Are there any words of encouragement that you would share with anyone, let's say they're at that crossroad in their life, and they just need that little push? Talk to them.
Man, if I can say anything, I would want to tell you, simplify it.
So simplify it. Go ahead and let's make them smile.
We are making America smile.
Next up. Quarantine Emotionally Strong Quick Bites.
We're all learning how to adjust and adapt to this new COVID pandemic, okay? With all the stay-at-home orders in place across the country and around the globe, whether it pertains to your relationship, your career, or your personal well-being, knowing how to navigate through these times of uncertainty, this with the situations, can, you know, we have to find positive ways to stay emotionally strong, because that's going to influence our life. Now, when it comes to stress, it can affect a lot of people in different ways. You know, some people, you know, they get stressed out, they start crying, they get so frustrated. You know, while others become quiet and they hide their grief. I mean, I'm not sure which type you are, but you have to acknowledge and figure out, you know, explore, you know, when you're to the point that you're emotionally on overload, how to just reset yourself. Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with those situations, but knowing how to manage those emotions and how to dictate why you're feeling to help yourself understand yourself a lot better. And remember, it's not about just being weak. It's about just acknowledging where you are. So we got three tips that we're going to share with you to help you become and build up your emotional strength. Number one is, we want you to basically honor the strength of your past. Don't discount your struggle. Because, you know, you can see how it allowed you the ways to bring you to where you are, so you can honor your strength. So don't discount your struggle. We've all gone through struggles. We've all been hit pretty hard. We've all taken a lot of blows. But remember, it's not about how you got the blows. It's about how long are you going to hold on to that blow. You got to learn how to work through those emotions and build up your resistance, so that you know that you can honor the strength, because it got you where you are. And if you're listening to me, you are definitely going to move past this. Now, in honor of the strength of the past, we want to just gain the valuable lessons that we learned, everything that taught us how to become stronger, because you really are stronger than you think. I'm just here to remind you of that. Now, I have Tammy from Arizona. She just wrote in and said that she's honoring her strength because she survived an abusive relationship. She didn't say who, what, but she says that she survived an abusive relationship and now she can breathe. So you go, girl. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And then we have number two. You want to make healthy choices. This is about you. This moment that we have together, that we're spending time together, this moment is exactly about you. So make it about you. Most of your emotional strength, it usually comes from within. So that means most likely you'll feel your best when you're eating healthy and you're treating your body with care. Know that every time you make a healthy choice, you strengthen yourself. You did that. Today, let's say, did you eat any fruits? Did you choose vegetables? Did you choose cake over ice cream? Did you choose ice cream over vegetables? You know, if you did, it's okay. But if you chose the fruits or the better choice that was better for your body, you just built a certain set of resilience, okay? Did you take a walk? Did you meditate? Guess what? It's another score for resiliency. You just keep going. So honor each time you create and you make a healthy choice. And you should keep a score by the end of the day. So that way you know that you have been efficient and you have been effective and you made time for the most important team player in your world, which it should be you. Because remember, you got to take care of you, boo-boo. That's how it goes. Now we have Samantha, and I'm not sure where she's from because she didn't say where, but she decided to take the stairs today instead of the elevator. So that, it adds up, sweetie. You go, girl. You get it, girl. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And then we have number three. We got laughs and smile more. Now, for myself, there's no greater feeling than just genuinely smiling for no reason. I don't need a reason to smile. Remember that. That's my last name, guys. So the fact that I'm alive and I'm healthy, I'm in my right mind, I'm in my right place, I'm in my right space in my life, and I'm just creating so many beautiful moments, it is so precious to me, and I never want to take it for granted. Plus, it's a way when you're feeling happy, you're laughing and you're smiling, you just flood your own system with happy hormones and you lift your own spirits, especially when you're feeling down. You got to be able to count your blessings. So what you can do is you can opt out, watch some funny movies, schedule more time or date time with people that lifts your spirit. You know, read you a good, funny book, you know, engage in a lifestyle that's going to make you feel better. Okay. Laughing from a pure place is not sarcasm. It helps you strengthen your lungs, your hearts, your emotion, and brings people towards you rather than away. So support yourself with some wonderful smiles a day to increase your resilience. Okay. I have Adam. He's in New York and he says he does not start his day until he watches at least 15 minutes of comedy. So you go get it, champ. That's what I'm talking about. Now, sometimes the most effective techniques are not what you do, is what you don't do. So treat yourself to a mental escape, establish some limits, laugh and smile every day. Okay. Now, if you want to share your successful quarantine tips with us, please visit my website, www.tressasmiley.com. Because remember, the intention is to create this safe place to come together to share good vibes as we cope to deal with this new normal life has presented. Find your happy place and stay there with me. At least once a day, you should be smiling and finding something to be grateful for, okay? Remember, life is supposed to feel good. If it doesn't, then something is definitely off track. So trust your gut. Use your words to build you up and to fill you up, not to break you down and destroy you. That's all the time we have today. I appreciate you for sharing this beautiful space with me around the world. Thanks to everyone for sharing smiles, all your comments and writing in. I really, really, really do appreciate you. We want you basically donate and save a smile, become a smile patron, call in, send us a smile, your name, your state, like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, social media, and drop us a comment. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and now on iHeartRadio, guys, so you never miss an episode. Plus, if you have not gotten your smiley gear, you want to stop by trustedsmiley.com and hurry while supplies last. Now join me next week for more inspirational smile moments to focus on loving and taking care of you. Why? Because you are beautiful. Why? Because you are awesome. Why? Because you are strong. And most importantly, you are a very important person. Your smile, it really does matter. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week, same time, same place. Hashtag Team Smiley. Take it easy out there and be safe. I love you guys.
Thanks for listening to VIP Live with Tressa Smiley. If you want to be a smile patron, you can pledge a monthly amount to help share smiles with the world. Please click the link, patron.podbean.com/VIP Live Talk. If you like our show and want to share a smile on demand, visit www.tressasmiley.com. Check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Google, Stitcher, and YouTube. Please like, subscribe, and share with your family and friends. This smile is for you. Until next time, keep smiling. #YouAreAVIP.